We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Conservative.
What I don't like about Washington is they're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete and they stab it in your back. I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front stabbing person, and I'd rather tell people directly how I feel about them.
Liberal. Nobody talk about politics, like, don't say anything, you know.
A marriage that's been through it all.
She has filed for divorce over his naked political ambition.
These are the views of a couple in love, a couple with children, a couple with differing opinions and perspectives. A couple that survived.
He's kind of like an impetuous guy. In many ways, that's great. In some ways, it's tough when you're married.
What leads them back to each other? Communication, conversation, and a realistic outlook on the world we live in. Your hosts, Anthony and Deirdre Scaramucci. This is Mooch and the Missus.
I am so happy this morning. Good morning, baby.
Hi.
So you're at the top of page six this morning. The top.
This one keeps calling me.
Okay, my mother's blowing up your cell phone. You're at the top. You look great in the picture. And so go ahead. What's going on here, babe? Top of page six. You got there without me. There was no divorce perp walk.
No,
there.
Your name, first Anthony Scaramucci's
wife. First thing I look at
wife.
In the morning is I look at the post. I'm like, okay, God, I mean, I've been on the front page and been destroyed. I've been in a divorce perp walk, been destroyed. I was in the Trump administration, been destroyed. Let me go take a look at page six. Oh, there's my beautiful wife on page six. Okay, so what say you, babe? Let me move my microphone closer
wife.
To yours. Go ahead.
Okay, you don't
want
to
pick. I'm listening.
You know how to read. You went to Harvard.
No, go ahead.
I didn't make it without you. Not yet.
Not yet.
But I will blow you out of the water.
Oh, you're going to blow me out of the
Bigfoot.
Water?
Bigfoot.
Oh, you're going to Bigfoot me? Okay, go ahead. So what's going on?
Well, you know, I can't really confirm.
Who's Kim Zolciak, by the way? Like, who is that
She's
even?
She's on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
And, you know, I've shown you
yes, now
of her
I know
because
who she
everyone
is, yes.
always says,
People say you look like
when
her.
I go to the airport and I go through TSA, they always tell me I look like Kim Zolciak.
Okay. All right.
Or
well,
whatever.
That's a compliment to Kim Zolciak. Okay. Well, Kim Bierman.
No, she's very beautiful.
Shout out to
that's
Kim Bierman. Okay. If you look like my wife, you must be hot stuff, Kim Bierman.
She's definitely attractive.
Okay, but guys, let's get to the main event here. Let me tease the main event, Daddy. So what's going on here, babe? What are you gonna?
So I, like I said, I can't really get into too much detail, but I would love, you know, to do the show if they really wanted me to do the show. But I right now, you know, we're just sitting here waiting, and I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
All right. So you can't confirm or deny
it,
but
awkward. You know what I'm saying?
I'm totally fine with it. Whatever you want to do, I'm totally fine with it.
Anthony would love for me to do the show.
I think it'd be yes. I'd have a lot of fun. I just hope that my Trump affiliation, if I could be totally candid, because I know a lot of people in Hollywood dislike the orange man. So
right,
I just hope
like
hope my Trump affiliation doesn't like the Cheeto stains on my hands or not on your hands.
So like the comments that are saying they don't want to see the Trump rubbish. They're calling us Trump rubbish.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of hateration on Twitter, which is totally fine. That's part of
I'm assuming your Trump affiliation will
the
affect
the first thing Kellyanne Conway who
you know, you've been talking
to be,
over me the whole time. Just
am
FYI.
I? Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. Go ahead. What did Kellyanne Conway say?
No, I mean, when I got to the White House that first day, she said, "Give me your phones," and she shut off my notifications on all social media. She said, "Never look at them again."
Right. That's probably
that didn't
good
stop
advice,
me. That did not stop me. By the way.
No, you've told me not to do it, but
yeah,
then
don't
I see
do
you
it.
Reading your own.
Yeah, because it's like you know, it's like scratching an itch. You can't help yourself.
No.
So,
but you, Anthony's of the mindset that any exposure is good exposure.
I'm not though. Why do people say that? I am not. I like good exposure. I don't like annihilation. I don't think the divorce perp walk.
No, but
you and I with the divorce perp walk.
Not
I don't think that was great exposure.
Court,
okay.
Perp walk exposure, right. But you, most other things, you're like, yeah, you did Celebrity Big Brother.
That was fun. Listen. Here's
That's
the thing.
Saying,
I have
think
no problem.
All things.
Anything.
Like that are
fine.
You love reality
baby.
TV.
Here's my thing.
He watches
okay.
The Kardashians more than I do.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? I mean, here's the thing. Okay, it's like the Post. Okay, let's talk about the Post. There's two types of people. There are those that read the Post, and there are those that deny that they read the Post, but read the Post. Okay, it's not like no one's reading the Post. Everybody's reading the Post. It's the same thing with reality TV. And here's the other thing. Okay? You have a reality television star as your president. Okay, you may not like that. So if you think reality TV is not affecting the culture.
I have no problem with reality TV. I like it.
I have no problem.
I watch it. I watch it. I'm just saying.
Okay, so you can't. Let me just put the light on you. I'm shining the light on you. So you can't confirm or deny this.
No.
But you think it would be fun.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I could see that.
Like I said, we'll have to see. We'll
see.
And I did go on Twitter because, you know, I woke up to it on the Post page six, you know, Twitter feed today.
Right.
And just out of curiosity, I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. So let me look at the comments that are on this little piece of news. And I had to, like, stop watching. I stopped reading it because it was so brutal.
So it was, like, hateration?
Oh, my God. It was so mean.
So what was, like, give me some of the mean ones, okay, like the cruelest mean stuff.
Hold up.
Because we're in that kind of society now.
Look, Dear Jabal's social life is ready for the real. Oh, this is a new one. This just came out 29 minutes ago. Have you seen this?
No,
I didn't even see this.
Go ahead.
And it's a really ugly busted picture of me and you.
Okay.
So let's see what they have to say about my social life. Oh, it's nothing. It's a gallery of pictures of me and you. Okay. Anyway, let me go back to the original where they totally dissed and dismissed me.
Okay.
Saying I look like Kim Zolciak circa 2009 and all this, that, and the other thing.
Let's transition to something I think is not as much fun. Let's talk about the tariffs then.
No, could we just talk about something funny about the picture they used for the page?
Okay.
Tell them the joke about them. This just goes to show you that literally I am Anthony Scaramucci's wife because we went to see the Pavarotti
premiere.
Well, it was like a screening of the documentary. And so I'm sitting next to Anthony, and it's like a small little theater, and I'm sitting next to him, and we're waiting for the thing to start, and I'm, of course, eating popcorn because I have no self-control, and I'm fluming my vodka or whatever. And this photographer comes over, and he's like, can I take a picture of you? He's talking to Anthony. And Anthony's like, yo, can I take a picture? Can we take it together? And the guy goes, well, who is she? He's like, my wife? And the guy was like, reluctantly, like, fine. And they used it for this. So the guy didn't even know, like, you know, he didn't care about me. But his picture made the paper. So that's a nice thing for him. Loser. No, I'm like the president. No, but how funny was it? He was so mad about
it. I thought disrupting
his picture.
By the way, if you get a chance, though, see the Pavarotti documentary.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
That documentary was awesome. I thought Ron Howard did an amazing job directing that documentary. So that was great.
It was really good. Hopefully the people, I don't know what our demographic is, but
your demographic,
some people
listening
to this are probably
hot,
like, who is Pavarotti?
Hot blondes.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I am like one of the only people my age who know about people like Pavarotti. I was talking to someone the other day.
Let me ask Uncle Neil, the 200-year-old, 23-year-old. You know who Luciano Pavarotti is, Neil?
I do not.
See?
You swear to God you don't know who Luciano Pavarotti is?
But you know what? I'm 20 years older than him.
Oh, my God. I'm absolutely horrified for you. And there are like innocent bystanders here in our media.
I can lie and say that I do and Google it real quick.
So I won't mention who's in
the
room. I won't mention who's in the room. But ladies, do you know who Pavarotti is? Okay, we have two people that know who Pavarotti is. Neil, you're Italian, Neil. You're like
I know.
Isn't he
Greek? You're a fake
Italian. I'm half Italian, part Greek and Irish.
You know the difference between the Greeks and the Italians, Neil?
You told me this.
Yeah, you want me to tell everybody?
Sure,
so
go ahead.
So this is a joke I told Reince Priebus, who was a terrible guy, by the way, and he's Greek. I told the president, I said, you know the difference between the Greeks and the Italians? The Greeks invented sex.
Sexual escapades.
But the Italians introduced it to the women. You see the difference, Neil?
Big difference there.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. That's a joke, by the way. I know it's Gay Pride Week. Everybody relax, okay? Yeah, I could be a little bit politically correct on my own podcast.
Incorrect.
It's a joke. Incorrect.
He is.
Okay, so Midtown helicopter crash.
Yeah.
You don't like flying.
No, that's one of my biggest fears in life. Okay, so we just went somewhere with our kids, and Anthony was like, really trying to spoil me.
I put her on a turboprop. Yeah, that flipped her out. Okay, sweating. The hand sweat was legendary.
I go to the pilot. It was a woman. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm such a nervous flyer. Just, like, totally ignore me on this flight. Like, don't even acknowledge the fact that I'm, like, screaming. And she's like, don't worry. She was from France. She's like, I could land this plane on, like, dirt, grass, sand, anything.
She said the beauty of a turboprop is that she could stick it on a football field anywhere in America.
Why would we just be landing at the airport? Hopefully we don't have to land anywhere like that.
You get nervous. But even on a jet, you get nervous.
I'm a very nervous flyer. I don't know why.
I was thinking of you 2 weeks ago. I was flying to Australia. The plane was moving. I mean, it was hopping. And I was like, oh, my God, you'd be, like, in a panic. So this is a tragedy. Unfortunately, this gentleman
But this is why I'm nervous. Why is this person any different from us? You know what I mean? I feel like the more you do something, the higher the chance of something going wrong. And we fly, like, 5 million times a month. So why are we safe?
I'm going to tell you why. So a lot of the volume of crashes, unfortunately, these are all tragedies. The one on Long Island, Missouri, Oregon, North Carolina, the most recent ones, but they are all coming from smaller planes.
No, I could have been on the 737 MAX or whatever the heck it's called.
Okay.
Well, I was lucky enough not to be.
Okay. But statistically, it is still way safer than driving. I can't speak about helicopter statistics, but I know plane statistics is more, you know, it's more safe. So, all right, anyway it's a tragedy.
I mean,
what happened with him is obviously there was a mechanical defect, and he was trying to figure out where to put the plane, and he ditched it last minute on 787 7th Avenue, and the explosion killed him.
That's sad.
So it's a very, very sad thing to have happened.
So there's an you and I know people Uber that have copter. I would never take that.
You would never take Uber
an
copter.
Uber copter. Based on
when's the last time I had you on a copter? Weren't you going to Richard Branson's house or something like that? I flew you.
No, one time
copter.
No, one time we came home from St. Bart's and you made me fly on. I don't know why, but we took a helicopter to the city because we had a dinner or something.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we had to take a copter into the city. You were panicking.
That was before I went full-blown, like,
crazy.
Paranoid, crazy person, though. Right? I wasn't, like, climbing on
you
and
crying like I was yesterday.
The
key thing, if you understand the science, you'd be less concerned about it.
I think I just need to become a pilot.
It's by and large very safe.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So let's go to the tariffs. Okay, we'll whip through the news today.
Oh, my sister-in-law just texted me. Sister, can you clear up all the rumors for your Georgia people? My brother lives in Atlanta. I'll have to address that later.
Okay, well, whenever. When the rumors get cleared up, they'll get cleared up. Hopefully, I'll be one of the first people to know.
WikiLeaks, I love
WikiLeaks. Yeah, unlike you and your White House job, I'll let you know.
Oh, God. Oof. Going back to that, it's brutal now. No, it's brutal.
Let's go back
to Luciano Pavarotti, okay, who you don't know. Okay, so here's the thing with the tariffs, okay? The tariffs are a disaster, okay? And so what's the funny thing about the tariffs is that, like, when you have, like, somebody like Trump who's got that strength of personality, no one is, like, looking him in the face saying, this is, like, a disaster. So I'll say three things about the tariffs, and we can move on to something else. But number one, tariffs are a tax on American citizens. That's really what they are. They are not anything more than that. And when he says that they're lowering prices on the other side to ship the goods and services here with the tariffs, that is not true. Can't prove that economically. And we'll go to my cousin Augie, who I'll repeat with emphasis. He is buying windshields from China. Certain spare windshields can only be made in China. Had a $10,000 tariff bill last month. If he goes from 10% tariff to 25% tariff, he's out of business, 33 years in business, and his 15 employees are out of business. So the president has to understand he's hurting small businesses with the tariffs. He can pretend that he's not, but he is. The country that he's, quote unquote, tariffing the imports, they don't pay the tariff. Second very big piece, we left Great Britain And I'm looking over at my producer, Neil, because it sounds like you don't know who Luciano Pavarotti is, but maybe you know about the independence from Great Britain.
Right.
There was...
That they do.
Okay, there was no taxation without representation. Do you remember that line?
Yes.
Okay, and so the Continental Congress got together and said, hey, you can't tax us without any representation. And so the weird thing about tariffs in our society, they are the least represented tax. Because the president's using an arcane rule from 1962. He's invoking a national security crisis to put the tariffs on. But most taxes have to come through the legislative process and the Congress. So I think this is ultimately a disaster. It hurts the president. He can say whatever he wants about it. I like the president. I support the president. People that are very binary with the president are also making a mistake. You can't be binary on something. It's not black and white. You're not all for Trump, or if you say one thing against them, that means you're against them. By and large, he's doing a great job. But this is a disaster, and I don't mind speaking out about it because I know that it's a disaster, and I know it's not helping us. And so you want to say anything, babe, because you're texting about your Page Six debut. So do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to something else. Let's move on.
I only know from personal experience with our cousin that it's not really helping anybody. It's hurting people here. But there's no real way to get through to the man that's running the country. So good luck in Bahrain.
No. Yeah, well, he locks in. You know, I'm going to be going to the Bahrain Mideast Peace and Prosperity Conference. You know, maybe I'll report back to you on that. And maybe we'll get a tape of Luciano Pavarotti over to you.
Let's do an exclusive over there.
David Ortiz shot
out the Luciano Pavarotti
David
joke.
Ortiz shot in the DR, babe.
I know.
So what do you think of that?
So I saw yesterday that the Red Sox chartered a plane to pick him up and brought him back to Boston, which I thought was really cool. But I think it's sad because I think you want to travel, talk about peace and prosperity. You want to see other places in the world, but then sometimes you're a little bit afraid to go to certain places because they just... That's one thing about our country. I mean, of course, there's places that are unsafe everywhere, but basically we're in a green zone here. And when you leave, you never know. You know, anything could happen.
Why do you think Big Poppy was shot? Any insight there?
I mean, I have no idea, but I'm assuming that he's pretty one of the more well-known people from that country. And he went back and he was at a nightclub. I don't know if he has security or what, but maybe he had jewelry on or money in his pocket. But I'm assuming
they say it was not a robbery. They said it was a hit. They said it had something to do with some kind of planned attack. And so
but
obviously,
for what though? To get
I don't know. You know,
there has to be a motive.
He could have shot the wrong guy. There could have been an issue domestically where something happened that way. I don't know, but they say it was a hit. But here's the thing. Boston Red Sox, kudos to them. They flew him back to Boston. He was treated, had a second operation. We wish him well. He is a great human being. Anybody that's ever come in contact with him loves him. He's been great for baseball. He's been great for the city of Boston. And in a lot of ways, he's also been great for the city of New York because the rivalry, taking you back to your dad.
Well, he's one of the people that reminds me so much. It was Big Papi, Manny Ramirez, Johnny Damon.
Pedro
Martinez, all of those guys.
Right.
From that zone of the 2000,
2005
Red Sox. I hated that. Totally hated that.
Right.
Do you remember when Don Zimmer?
Yeah, he got beat up by Pedro.
On the floor by Pedro Martinez.
Pedro's from the DR. Pedro said some really nice things about Big Papi last night at MLB. Listen,
that
rivalry is fantastic.
I
have a soft spot for Boston. So if you're from New York, you get mad at me. But I went to school up there. One of the most fascinating, most exciting things that I've seen was I was Labor Day weekend. Roger Clemens was pitching as a Yankee. It was his last game in a Yankee uniform. He ultimately made a comeback a year later, but he's pitching. Joe Torre gets to the mound, Fenway Park. It's the bottom of the seventh inning. He's coming off the mound. The people in Fenway Park think it's the last time he's going to play at Fenway Park.
Yeah, they start cheering.
They got up, and they gave him a standing ovation. And I got to tell you, there were people crying because it is you're a son of a bitch. We hate your guts for leaving, going to Toronto, and then going to the arch enemy. But you know what? You're an unbelievable competitor. And
it's
they gave him a standing
ovation. Baseball than it is about team.
Grill 23, Mariano Rivera, last weekend that he's in Boston. He's at the very famous steakhouse, Grill 23. He goes in, no one says anything. He's eating. No one says anything. He gets up to leave. The entire place gets up and gives him a standing ovation. So Boston strong. No, they admire competitors. They're kicking our asses in with these championships, but they do admire this competitive rivalry. So big hats off to the city of Boston.
I have a soft spot for them after the bombing anyway.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So I wish Big Poppy a very speedy recovery. Deirdre and I wish you big speedy recovery. You want to talk about Raytheon and United Technologies, or you have no interest in that?
Not really. I mean, I was watching them on CNBC yesterday, and I was like, snoring.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
No, it's just very. Go ahead.
Trump. No, but Trump is right about this. So basically, when these guys team up, now we got to go buy stuff for the military. Guess what? You got less competition, and the prices go up. So Trump is right about that as well. Okay, what else you want to talk about, baby? Biden reverses his abortion stand. You must have something to say about
that. No, I'm thinking about the whole Dominican. I'm going back to the Dominican Republic deaths, about how you go on a vacation and then you don't come back. That's not a good thing.
Okay, so what do you think's going on there? The Post said this morning you're taking drinks out of the mini bar. 3 hours later, your organs are enlarging, and 6 days later, you're dead.
I don't know if it has
somebody poisoning?
To do with the drinks? I thought that whole thing that I read about the pesticides made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're using too many or too mm-hmm. much, or you're sensitive to it or something, and you become allergic and you have like an.
So what are the chances that I'm going to helicopter you to the Dominican Republic? I'm just asking. Okay, is there any chance I can get you on a helicopter and land in Punta Cana?
No.
No chance.
No.
All right.
But
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
But either way, maybe I mean my eyes feel like I had insecticide thrown into them.
Why is that?
Can you see? Do they look any better?
No, you
can't
look
even
good.
Read my
no, you look
my
fine.
Sheet. Okay, fine. So we're talking about abortion laws.
Yeah, so go ahead. You're voting for Joe Biden, you told me. You said that if Joe Biden wins the nomination, he's running against the orange man, you're voting for him.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing I'm worried about, I told you, is that he's a little old. Like the other day you said to me, you know, Joe Biden's the same age as your dad. Well, my dad is unfortunately no longer with us, but to be the president when you're 76, 77 years old, that's like...
Trump's 73. You know what's funny about Trump, though? Trump
yeah,
is calling...
he doesn't seem 73.
Trump is calling Biden feeble.
You having a good time, Joe?
He's 3 years younger than Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden feeble?
No.
Okay, but Trump seems...
Well, Trump is just larger than life, and he...
He seems a lot younger than Joe Biden, though, right?
It's because of his size, and he's like... He's just like a... big person that has like this weird force of nature.
Okay.
Joe Biden doesn't seem like feeble, but he just is like a slim.
Okay,
older
well,
man,
okay, but let me ask you that question though: the physicality of Trump. Okay, that very very svelte 239. Okay, that svelte 239 pounds. Okay,
don't be rude.
Okay, that that physicality. Okay, that's helping him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It
imagine,
is, but it wouldn't be helping if
imagine
could
Mayor
see him naked if he was the president naked.
Oh.
If he had to do his presidenting naked.
Yeah. There's definitely no collusion.
Never.
What? Looking at him naked, baby. I'm telling you, there's no collusion going on.
Maybe
you know what
she
I'm saying?
Just really loves him.
Maybe she just loves him and all of that, like spam, like looking skin and everything.
Maybe.
All right. Well, God bless. All right, but let me ask you this because I'm just curious. So, you're voting for Joe. He just switched his mode on abortion. Do you really care about that? Is that a big deal to you, or is that not an event?
No, I just wish people, whoever they are, could just stick to whatever they thought their original thought was or their real genuine feeling towards it. So this is why Trump got voted in, because the politics comes into play and then they start saying things they don't believe or they feel like they need to say.
So what is the stuff that Trump says that he doesn't believe?
No, he doesn't say any of that. He says what he believes.
Says what he believes.
So that's why I'm saying that's why he got elected, because he just speaks.
Right. So he comes across like
but all these
authentic.
Other people like
he's a fibber. He's a fibber.
No, he's
but he comes
total
across all
liar. Of he's not a fibber.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Okay,
he's
but
a total
liar.
Degenerate liar.
Okay.
But in terms of his feelings and opinions on things, he says what he feels.
So he's so that comes across authentic.
That does, yeah. But normally what he's saying is completely out of touch with
what
reality.
Would make you
but it's all
what
good.
Would make you vote for Trump? Anything?
Yeah, like Beto O'Rourke or what's her face? I can't even
Elizabeth
name.
Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I would never vote for them.
Yeah.
Did you see him, Beto, getting his hair cut?
Yeah. Bill Maher was right about that. He says, okay, this guy's getting his hair cut. He looks like he's 5 years old. Yeah. We're going to put this guy up against Putin in a mud wrestling match.
Right.
No, I would never vote for Beto O'Rourke. But Joe Biden's an interesting thing. We'll have to see what happens if he gets the nomination.
I think he's going to get demolished by Trump.
But we'll have to see what happens.
All right, well, I'm going to start being like out of the box here. Do you think we'll ever have a woman president? Because when you say things like that, like you have to be this like tough guy or something to go up against these people.
Well, I think you could definitely have a woman president. Yeah, I'm going to say something people are not going to like, but that's part of the podcast. I think the woman president, in my opinion, will come from the right. It'll be very similar to Margaret Thatcher. Mm-hmm. It'll be a tough woman. You put Margaret Thatcher against Vladimir Putin, she can handle herself.
Right.
It'll be a tough conservative woman.
Like Angela Merkel
Merkel's a tough woman. Right? You know, even Theresa May had standing. I mean, she botched it, no question about that. But listen, I'm not saying I would have done any better, so I'm not here to criticize her. I don't think that the woman president, I think there will be a woman president in our lifetimes, and my lifetime's going to be shorter than yours. I'm going to expire more quickly than you.
But I do think that
there will be a woman president, but it'll come from the right. That's my opinion of that. Okay, so you're voting for Joe Biden?
I think so.
Okay, we'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sick of all the
What do you
chaos.
Think of the Kabuki Theater going on with the House Judiciary Committee, the Kabuki Theater and the investigators? You think it needs to be over, right?
It's been so long. I'm so sick of hearing about it.
Right, nobody really cares, right?
Anymore, no.
No one cares.
People definitely cared.
Right.
But now it's like, okay.
You saw Bill Maher last night on Chris Cuomo. You've met Bill, and so your reaction to what Bill
was saying. Funny. What did he say that Bill. Was so funny?
Well, he says everything is so funny.
Everything he says is so funny because it's so dry and real.
Yeah, but no, his comment I think that you were laughing at was that. I can't remember anything. I'm too tired
because we stayed up all night watching Handmaid's Tale.
He was admitting that if they don't put the right candidate up, you know, Trump is just going to trounce him.
But he said something specifically that was like very funny.
I don't remember.
But
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Handmaid's Tale is on my mind.
You like that show?
Yeah, that's better. I'd rather watch Handmaid's Tale than talk about the Mueller report.
What do you like about that show?
Well, I don't know. We've talked about it before, but it's like the reason I love it so much is that anything could happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that far-fetched because I feel like we don't take care of our
institutions, our sacred.
We take things for granted.
Sacred institutions
of
power.
So things could get blown up. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, look, you had Nazi Germany 80 short years ago. So anything can happen in a society. And Reagan said that you're only 25 years away from losing your freedoms if you don't refine, re-engineer, reboot your institutions.
People think that we're like sitting pretty, but we're totally not. It's like a relationship. Like, it's always changing. It's a fluid thing. And we need to work on it every single day, but people totally take this country for granted. That's for sure.
And that's what you like about
the skin product that I use.
You making fun of my skin products? We're gonna see what you look like when you're 55, Neil. Okay.
Oh my God, Anthony will be like 95 by then.
You vacuous Generation Z-er.
I have a routine.
Okay. I mean,
Uncle Neil.
My God. Okay. So, babe.
Yeah.
Studies show that people deem potential suitors undateable if they have debt. 38% of the adults would not date someone with bad credit, WalletHub found.
So let me
ask you something, okay?
Yeah.
Money in a relationship is complicating, right?
Yeah. I was talking to my... I don't want to say who it was because I don't want to get her in trouble.
Okay, but go ahead.
But one of my really good friends was saying over the weekend, she's like, ugh, like... Me and my husband would have such a better relationship if we weren't always like stressed about money, you know, and decisions about money, and it impacts everything.
The cost of living in New York's high.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Right. So most people have a hard time with the cost of living in New York.
It's just what they make compared to what they have to spend on things is so imbalanced, and people, that's they're in a grind. Like, they're grinding it out every single day.
So people, yeah. so money is a factor.
Oh, I definitely think it's a factor. I mean, you could totally have a great relationship with someone, but if you're worried about making your bills, that's going to put a stress or strain on anybody, don't you think? But, like, I don't know if I would not be in a relationship with somebody if they needed some, like, getting back on their feet if they had, like, school loans.
Okay, so
or something.
Let's say
that would be ridiculous.
Let me ask a hypothetical while we're here, okay? So I'm flat on my pants now, broke, and I'm
is that
wearing
a term?
I don't know. Flat on my ass. Okay, right. So I'm wearing a barrel with suspenders. Mm. No underwear, no thong. No, I've lost my thong to the bankruptcy court.
Okay,
so that little cute thong that you like, that mankini that I wear at night. Okay, I've lost it. Okay, and I'm now wearing this barrel. Are you still with me, or are we done?
No, I am. But that's what's you're so messed up about you.
Why?
Because I'm probably one of the only people that would be, right?
Oh, but they would like, huh? Other people just run for the woods?
Yeah. I would say, like, 90% of people in life are totally shallow and, like...
Okay, so you would still be with me because for what reason?
I'm married to you, yeah. and I love you. That's why.
Okay, so even though I'm, like, wearing the barrel?
No, I always think about this. No, I always think about this.
I have breaking news here. I'm mooching the missus.
The bankrupt?
No, I'm kidding. Come on. I mean, babe, that's one thing
I was saying to my son.
Hello. That was one thing I was saying to my son, AJ, last night. You have to live below your means. That is the number one thing. Okay, you got to pay yourself first and live below your means. Okay, and you know, you and I have always lived below our means.
I know. Wait,
you know, that's why you never have to worry about it either.
Oh, well,
no, we were talking about money, and I was talking about you leaving me if I was bankrupt.
I was going to tell you
that I was bankrupt, but I'm really not bankrupt. But then you were going to say something.
No, yeah, but I totally forgot what it was. It was something nice, but.
Something nice about me? Okay, we can wait.
Oh, no, I know what it was.
You're good.
I honestly sometimes sit back and think, like, because people ask me, like, oh, would you be with Anthony if, like, you didn't have that lifestyle? And I always think to myself, like, would I? And then I think, of course, I didn't fall in love with your lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, you fall in love with the person.
Was it my manscape?
No, all right, you're so annoying.
Was
it
my sagging middle-aged boobs? What was it that...
Whatever.
What was it that drew you to me?
I had kids, so I would have someone to talk to at dinner. Because I try to have a conversation with him, and he's like, five.
No, I was just asking.
What? Like, no one ever asked you, oh, if she wasn't, you know, like, 15 years younger than you, would you love her still, or would you have married her? You know,
no,
people ask stupid
great.
Questions like
no
that.
I have no problem. I totally love you.
Right, but people,
people don't ask
you dumb things like that?
People are definitely... You ask dumb things. They're always looking for an angle, and they like to see people's pain. That's one of the issues. That's why I'm not in
so
love
well
with social
housewives.
Because
they want to see our dysfunction, probably.
Oh, they would like to see our full dysfunction exposed,
mm-hmm.
and all the craziness behind it. But most people are crazy. Most people are crazy. All right, so you would stay with me. I got this on tape. Neil, are you recording this? Pay attention, Neil.
Uncle Neil.
If I go,
I have a lot of people interested. Oh, my mic's not on. Okay. A lot of people. Let's pull it, Deirdre. A lot of people are blowing up my phone about what we're officially saying about Real Housewives. I'm like, oh, the only thing that we know is what we're saying on the podcast. So, gotta listen.
Tune in. You have to tune into the podcast.
Listen, or you gotta listen.
Before
and
we
subscribe.
Before we close out this week's podcast,
yeah,
I want to ask you two more questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay, pay attention.
Okay.
Would you do it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have to decide.
Would you do
it? If I would or wouldn't.
Okay. Well,
if
you
they
have
ask
to.
Ask me.
Okay. Okay. And
they
then.
They have to ask me for me to say yes or no, right?
Okay. And then the second question is.
Or maybe they have
am
asked
I getting
me, or maybe they haven't, or maybe. I'm not even going to tell you because you have the biggest mouth.
All of this is
a cover-up because I can't even tell Anthony anything because he tells everyone everything. When I used to get pregnant, he used to tell people, like I took a test.
The day after conception?
Yeah, like, he'll be like, listen, we had sex last night, I think she's pregnant, or something. Like, literally would tell people.
Well, I'm just trying to expose people to my... sexual escapade and my virility. Then maybe I was you know, feeling insecure that day, so I had to tell people that I knocked you up.
Oh, okay.
With that powerful sperm of mine.
Oh, my God. You're sick disgusting.
Puppy. Am I disgusting?
To other people, not to me.
All right, but I got one last question before we close out the podcast. So would you do it? You said maybe. I think you would, by the way. I'm on the record with that. Okay, and then the second and
somebody told me
certainly the most important
I'm
question.
I'm not interesting. The only reason they want me is that I'm married to you.
Yeah.
That's obviously. There's probably 80% truth to that.
Well, that's not 100%. You know that.
The person
true.
Told me there's so many attractive, smart, funny women in New York.
No, but you have something different that these other people don't have.
What's that? Funny? I don't know.
No, you have a translucency to your personality. You're totally comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Not try to hide shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really impressive. I mean, it's a perverse sign of like wacko major security, actually, that you're able to actually expose the dysfunctionality, the craziness, the all
that's
the,
true.
The shit.
That's true.
But I didn't ask the second and most important
okay,
question.
Go.
No, what is the most important question that I would ask?
I don't know.
You can't
it's usually something about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Am I getting any air? am I getting any airtime? If you do it.
Oh, airtime. Yeah, am I getting any action tonight?
No, I'm definitely getting action tonight.
Oh, okay,
you
no
look
collusion.
Hot. I'm totally getting collusion.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be absolutely no obstruction. Okay. And
I'm probably going to give
Nick Tylenol PM so he sleeps until like 11 o'clock tomorrow. So there'll be absolutely no obstruction and there'll be massive collusion. But am I getting any airtime or no?
Of course, I think you're the actual would
Get
be the star of the actual
no,
show.
That's ridiculous.
And then kidding. We can have a spinoff about the housewives of Manhasset, husbands of Manhasset.
You know, Andy Cohen said he's never doing that, so he's got his show. He's good with it.
Okay.
All right, let's see what happens, Neil. Okay.
All right, you guys
we'll be back
tune
to you guys
to on the up and up.
Thank you so much.
In the meantime,
Deirdre
follow us on Instagram
Scaramucci.
And Twitter.
I'm looking forward to collusion later today.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.